Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wake of 9/11. I'm your host, James Easton, and tonight I'm talking with John Doerr, my co-host. He's waiting in the wings, and we're going to talk about something a little different this time. We're going to talk backwards, from now to 9/11. So we're going to talk about current issues first, and we're going to see the whole hand laid out. And then we're going to slowly put the cards back into the hand. And, the first card being the 9/11 card. So here's John. One sec. How's it going, John?
Okay, James. How are you? Good to be back with you.
Oh, right on, buddy. I'm good. It's a beautiful night tonight. I was telling you earlier, it's the first time I think I've ever seen a silver lining. It's still moon is low and the clouds are low, so anyway, nice view of the sky.
Beautiful here in Brooklyn, too.
Yeah, really, right on.
Yeah.
I was hoping for some rain, but anyways. So the current situation, let's start with Hillary Clinton, that stupid dumb bitch.
yeah.
She's she's going to get sacked pretty soon, and her opinion polls are dropping like a ton of bricks.
Right.
And, for a very good reason. But as you were saying, it's not because it's, fate or a twist of fate. It's the cards.
It's contrived.
Right.
It's manufactured.
Right. Everything that happens seems to be like manufactured,
right?
So it's like they design it all at the start, and then they enact it, and they make subtle changes here and there as needed,
as they go along.
Add a little salt and pepper as needed,
right?
So what else can we talk about?
I don't know. I guess what's going on in the world, overseas and stuff.
Right.
Yemen and Syria and all that good stuff. That's, the basis for all of
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's fucking sick. I can't stand watching, pictures that come up in Facebook are like, you think it's like from last year, but no, it happened just now. It's like people in Yemen are getting ransacked by these fucking stupid camel assholes, jockeys. So it's really sad that, Syria, Yemen, Iraq, and Palestine are all being raped. These people don't have the weapons to fight back. It's like they are victims of absolute corrupted, unacceptable evil.
Right.
And no one's doing anything because we think our government's in charge.
But
our government doesn't exist anymore. My government, your government.
Right.
Everybody's government. It's all a fake. It's all illusions.
Right.
So,
it's all just a front for all the criminality that the elites are perpetrating.
So,
I find that they used to be able to, in other words, they used to, be able to manufacture a single evil villain, you know, like Hitler or Stalin, or, you know, back in the day, because communications weren't the same as they are today. Now that we've progressed, in other words, their deviousness and manipulation of the populace has definitely changed since, you know, like, you know, prior to the 70s, 60s, or whatever.
Right.
In that, you know, in other words, they're playing a different game on the people now because of the mass communication and, you know, people being able to find out that, in other words, these things that they're manufacturing aren't really true at all to begin with. So in that sense, I look at it as they just throw a whole bunch of confusing shit at people now to the point that, you know, people don't know what to believe. And then, so in that sense, they're still able to, in other words, steer people in the direction that they want them, because people are just now so confused by, you know, a massive onslaught of different propagandas and different stories.
Yeah, I believe some and maybe not others. And it's like, well,
right, exactly. And they get to the point where they don't know what to believe. And that in a sense, incapacitates them to you know, in other words, make common sense decisions about things, about events, you know, issues pertaining to, you know, what's going on overseas and stuff.
Right.
And so in that sense, I believe they've changed their game, you know, their strategies towards manipulating the people to get what they want.
Right. I want to say that people trust.
And on top of it, they're also doing the same thing, you know, to our enemies, our quote-unquote enemies. You know, they're being propagandized and manipulated just as hard in the opposite direction against us, to hate us. You know, they're being fed, you know, false accusations.
They're being
duped. And right, they're being duped just the same.
Right.
So the game is the same, actually, but it's just the strategies have changed. Right.
So the trust we give government is unwarranted. And this is just completely obvious.
Which is my point.
And that if you trust the government, you're just point blank, you're a fucking moron. There's no way you can trust the government, and there's no way you should give the government any money or follow the rules or, you know, like, basically you live in society and get along, but they're not playing by the rules. They're cheating, but more to the point, they're using the cops to intimidate and murder people, and it's fucking ridiculous. It's like we are living in Nazi Germany. It's not a
absolutely
joke.
Right. And I really like that meme you put up from David Icke. In other words, just to paraphrase it, you know, the politicians need to be bypassed. And we need to take matters into our own hands, which is what I've been saying all along, is, you know.
Yeah, is that the one with the guy in the wheelchair and he held up by the crowd?
Yeah, right. You know, we need to help each other, and we need to communicate with each other better.
There's a lot of
all over the world, because that's what, you know, in other words, they're coming in between the people, the elites, and that's where the manipulation lies. Once we cut that out, these people will really be dead in the water. they'll lose their power to manipulate.
Right.
If they're just bypassed and ignored.
They'll keep doing what they're doing, and they'll fuck us over until we say no more. We, you know, all of us combined,
exactly. Once they're ignored.
Fuck off, asshole. It's just, the problem is people are so clouded, is it smoky in the room? They can only see their hand and know they're there, but they don't understand that in the physical example, it's smoky room. There's like 50 other people in the room, but they don't see them.
Right.
There.
So they don't think, they don't even take into account that they're even in the room too with them.
Yeah. Like they can hear them, but the thing is their own mind, you know, like, and people who, this sort of borderline touches insanity, but when you hear your thoughts and they tell you, you know, you are the judge, your spirit is the judge of what is right and what is wrong. And if you make the wrong decision, this will become apparent in time. But the point is that you're supposed to learn to be a responsible, good, righteous human being that cares about people. That is the ultimate goal. And there's temptation, and then there's that's like a good appropriate example for when your mind says steal it or fuck your neighbor's wife or
to give in to the temptation.
Keep that cop car. You know, I would say go ahead and keep the cop car, but just because they aren't cops anymore, just like the government isn't the government anymore, they're ogres. They're like, they're evil fucking assholes, and they're against us. And it's so obvious, but I digress. I'm running in circles here. I'll let you know.
Okay. Well, since you know, did the whole, we got to talk backwards, I'm going to try to talk backwards.
Yeah.
So, so basically, here we are today, you know, with all these wars, and it's still progressing. The Middle East is just a cauldron of chaos, basically, you know, and the fact that we have to definitely get into the fact that these, you know, terrorist groups, you know, as the cops go by, you know, ISIS and all this stuff, you know, it's coming out more and more now that, you know, the Western governments in unison are funding these people to overthrow countries like Syria. And also, you know, they're being used in Iraq and all these other places. Huh?
They're threatening ISIS attacking with a nuclear bomb in the USA.
Right.
Isn't that a bunch of, like, first of all, that's horseshit.
Right. It is going to be ISIS. It's going to be them.
Yeah. If they do it, and
right,
you know,
exactly,
that should be blatantly obvious to everybody.
Which it's a matter of time, because I truly feel as more and more people wake up, and I see it online. You know, there's a lot of people awake and just know that things aren't what they're being told they are. You know,
in that
sense, the elites are losing control, and which. It turns into a double-edged sword in the sense that they're going to, just by default, they're going to have to become more and more dangerous, you know, and more destructive to instill the fear in people, because that's the only thing they really have is the fear factor to control people. And,
I only thought of that because I thought of Joe Rogan and fear factor and people eating, like, anyway, it grows.
But this is going to turn into, you know, chemical attack, nuclear attack eventually. You know, in other words, the ante in the game is going to have to be stepped up at some point. You know, because what they're pushing now for their propaganda is really just falling off of people. You know, it's like bouncing off of people already. Because people have just come so... immune to the lies, you know. It's so blatantly recognizable at this point, you know, and how deceitful and it's just such bullshit. that, you know, every headline I read basically now, it just makes you laugh. It's like a really bad soap opera.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
That
yeah,
won't
whatever.
Stop. Yeah, it's like, you got to be kidding me. Are they expecting people to believe this shit at this point?
Yeah.
You know?
And, you know, I think some of us are putting that shit in there, too, to make it even worse.
Right, exactly. Well, that's what I mean now by, you know, us, you know, in other words, when I'm, you know, online, forget it. I'm tearing these people up big time.
Right.
You know, and exposing them, just the bullshit of what they're, you know, putting forth is, you see, because their fear, in other words, justifies their purpose. The fear in the people is their justification for having their leaders who, you know, in other words, are keeping them in security and blah, 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 you know.
Mm.
And that's honestly, in my view, it's that grip or hold or whatever you want to call it on the people is slipping rapidly.
Right.
And, you know, people like you and me are like, you know, dumping gobs of Vaseline in between the people and you know, the control system that's trying to hold on to it.
Yeah.
That's, you know, where the lubricant is.
Right.
So,
you know how I look at it? It's like a tree. You have the main stem, which is the deception.
Yeah.
And then there's like, well, you can go to the left, and it's like, the people will do as they're told, and they will be our slaves in the end, and that's it. And then there's the next branch down is the people will do something about it. And, you know, you can go through the entire array of possibilities. And that's what you got to do. You have to understand the entire picture. That's a lot for some people to take. But we've been at it for a long time. So
right. And that's the outlining of our page, too, is to help bring the big picture into one place so people can more easily see the big picture. excuse me, I got a fire engine coming now. It's a busy night tonight here in Brooklyn.
Yeah, it's like that every night there.
But in other words, what I mean to say is, so we kind of discussed earlier that we're going to change the name. It's because we kind of realized that the World Truth name is kind of taken, so we're going to go to Universal Truth on our page. But aside from that, our consolidation of truth in one site, I believe, will be. A big factor in helping people to go to one place and just, you know, be able to have to access, you know, the larger picture and to be able to connect the dots a lot easier, which is at this point, you know, is hard because you can you know, think that something, you know, one thing is deceitful, but believe that another deceitful thing is actually the truth. Unless, you know, you find out otherwise.
When you have a lot of conscientious people showing up there, and if they cry foul about something, you'll have an argument on your hands. But the point is to hash it out. Like, is this true? Is it really true?
Right, exactly. That was my main point is to have, you know, absolutely verified, you know, factoids of truth that are undeniable
but even
at
that
this point.
Is like, you know, answer this, is there global warming or isn't there? I mean, the government just voted on it. And
they said it's not man-made, which is insanity.
Which is retarded. But,
I know.
You know, in and of itself, they would probably say there's no chemtrails either. So
exactly.
But they're lying through their teeth. You can't trust them.
Right.
You can't trust them. If you lie to once, then don't trust the motherfucker ever again. That's the way it is.
Right. Yeah, and this is all the more reason that people need to come together. And I truly believe that, you know, and it's a great idea is to just start, you know, ultimately the people of this planet have to take responsibility and really need to start bypassing our so-called leaders, because, I mean, at this point, you know, it's just so blatantly obvious that, you know, nothing's changing. Everything's the status quo. It never changes. It never gets better.
No.
You know, how much abuse do the people of this planet actually need? You know, how many times do they need to be slapped in the face by these elitists claiming to be able to know the right thing better than anyone else, how to change the world into a better place? And it never happens. You know,
my name's James, and in Ireland it's Seamus, and
right.
Seamus is exactly like it sounds, shame us.
Right.
And so I take it in a manner of speaking that it makes sense to me. For all those stupid idiots out there that only care about their makeup and their lipstick and, you know, their TV shows and their McDonald's and their fucking and their this, that, and the other thing, their lottery tickets, their hockey games, and so on. All
right. Right.
Shame them. You
right.
You fucking point them out in a fucking crowd and say, this fucker's a fucking, he doesn't give a shit about anybody but himself or herself.
Right. It's materialism,
they're fucking
basically.
Over.
They're materialists, and they've been brainwashed into this whole culture of materialism.
You know, I'm not
ultimately
talking threat of physical violence. No
right.
way.
No,
it's
just shame.
Cool.
It's just to make it, you know, culturally unacceptable to be this way anymore.
Right.
Because, and I mean, ultimately, all that really needs to be pointed out to people is that the elites have caused them to be this way to begin with. It's through
right.
the culture that the elites control the political, you know, world and the cultural world. Everybody, you know, that sits there and thinks they have to get a brand new iPhone to be cool in this world is totally brainwashed and an idiot. And can't think for themselves and can't see the truth that's right in front of their face that they deny
right.
daily and believe, you know, they have to have, you know, giant screen, you know, flat screen TV on their wall, or they're not cool, or, you know, have an iPhone in their pocket, or they're not cool.
You know,
it's
you know
a giant,
it is, like,
it's a giant scheme to keep you distracted.
It's the proselytization or the
subjugation of the people.
It's the hand job of greed, you know, like
right.
you want to orgasm for your whole life, you know.
Right. And on top of it, these, you know, most people don't even realize that, in other words, you know, they'll never get the satisfaction that these elites get on a daily basis. And they believe that they will if they work hard enough and they, you know, spend enough money and buy enough toys and enough shit. You know,
like,
this is the deception that everyone is under. You know, I mean, the mass
yeah.
brainwashing that everyone's under. And this is all everybody is concentrating on and paying attention to and wasting all their time on, which allows then the elites to manipulate everything else in the world in pertaining to world affairs and what's going on globally, because everyone
right.
basically is distracted. From,
and they're,
you know,
ignorant.
Really, right, exactly. They don't even know that they should be
ignorant.
Paying attention to these things. They think, you know, oh, I don't have to pay attention to that. You know, whoever's, you know, our leaders take care of that stuff. You know, no, you're the leader. You know, you're the people.
I wanted to talk about something.
So,
because these assholes in charge, they're not in charge of us anymore.
Right.
We're in charge, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We, the people, all over the fucking world, because it's come to this.
Right.
It's a global village. And if I can talk to someone in New Zealand as much as someone in China, as much as someone in Manhattan,
mm-hmm.
you know, and see them and work together and collaborate and that kind of thing,
right?
And this is intellectual collaboration.
Right.
Then, fuck, man, we're all.
And then there's what that leads to is deeper connection between people. You know, at a base level of knowing, you know, we're all the same. You know, and in other words, we all have the same purpose, which is, you know, we just want to live and you know, in other words, live in a peaceful world. So if people across the globe can really truly connect on a deeper level via, you know, the technology, which I just read, you know, John Kerry is screaming for the entire internet, global internet, to be taken over by the United Nations.
Yeah.
Which, forget it, everybody would be censored. You won't be able to say anything. Everything you say will be deleted before it hits, you know, the shores of your country. To leave, to go overseas, you know, to another person.
This is absolutely pathetic.
And this is...
I've heard more stuff along those lines. But if we don't, you know... if you have a chance to escape and, you know, you have one shackle on or, you know, or you're handcuffed, and there's a tool you can use to open it and get out of there.
Right, and the internet is that tool.
But the guard's coming back with, like, more shackles, and you'll be fucked.
Right. Exactly, and this is what they're trying to do. See, at first, they didn't think it would catch on as much as it has, you know, the internet.
Right.
I think they had different aspirations for it, but now, you know, that it's getting out of their control.
Right.
You know, they're trying to claim that, you know, it isn't free for the world anymore. It's theirs, you know, and they're going to be able to censor it however they see fit again. You know, in other words, you know, everyone will lose that communication accessibility to be able to communicate with people across the world.
I think to go with this is that everybody as an individual is a leader.
Right.
No one
exactly.
should follow anyone. Everyone
absolutely
should work.
Absolutely not.
We have a core being, and we have our own host body, and you know, we are the control our destiny. Even though our destiny is predetermined. It's not my opinion. It's what I know. And,
right.
You know,
well, up until a point.
We talked about coincidence today, remember? And, you know, all these fucked up things that are happening now. I'm like, there are no coincidences.
No.
But you can go
you
into
see, and that,
detail on
that's the
examples.
Thing, too, is, you know, there's the universe, you know, and the universe's intentions that these people really can't control either. Because each of us individually, you know, in other words, influence the universe and what, in other words, our thoughts and our vibrations, you know, I'm a firm believer, you know, go out to the universe and come back and cause, you know, affect change in the world, in reality,
right.
And what destiny is. So in that sense, they're losing control, too, because so many people are waking up. I mean... I put up a picture before of 100,000 Buddhist monks praying at the same time collectively after the earthquake in Nepal. You know, that creates, you know, a huge shockwave through the universe that's unstoppable and that these elites cannot touch. See, they're aware of this, you know, these
power.
Facts. Of, right, exactly. They're aware of it and they've hidden it for centuries and centuries. In other words, to hide it from the people because it is so powerful. And this is, in other words, what they're using partly to manipulate the people too is the power of intention, you know,
right.
And the universe, you know, vibrational universe. And so, this information is spreading like wildfire too about the universe and how it works. And, you know, the underlying structure of the universe and that it's, you know, vibrational. And if you put out good vibes, you're going to get good stuff back. So if enough people, you know, ultimately utilize this power, that will also help to kill them, you know, to null and void their manipulations. You know, because they are such a small group and, you know, again, you know, you're talking about, you know, whatever it is, the elites as a whole, you know, whatever, a couple of million or whatever globally compared to, you know, billions, you know, you know.
They outwitted civilization. And,
right.
But I
believe that's only temporarily. I believe, you know, they got a head start, but civilization is going to catch up to them. and roll over them like a steamroller eventually.
It's not enough to say there's hope. You got to say you got to want it. You got to
right, exactly.
Want it.
Yep.
I will it to happen. You know, if
right.
if I send out this, you just it's simple as this. Use
you
your
just
mind.
Have to believe in it wholeheartedly, in your heart and in your soul, and it will become your reality.
And to break it down even simpler, it's like, you know, if you expect to eat your next meal, you will. You'll eat it eventually.
Right. The food will come.
Yeah, it's part of life.
Right.
It's like we're being deprived. We're being starved
exactly.
of peace, for fuck's sakes.
Right. And of enlightenment, you know, and of knowledge.
And it's
that's
all
what's
of,
being used
you know,
against everybody on this planet. Is that depravity of knowledge and enlightenment and awareness? People
and
are being held down.
It's intentional. They a long time ago, some scheming assholes said we can have it all for ourselves and we can make everybody do everything for us. And
right. Once they understood how
our wishes.
Right. Once they cracked the code of how the universe and the world works, they got the keys to the castle. But, you know, that secret is out now. So
the secret is they're in the jail and
exactly.
we're not in the jail. And if you realize that and get out of the matrix,
right.
you can really start
ultimately,
your mind to achieve the universal goal of coming together as one people of the planet to defend
right.
ourselves against oppression. And
right.
it doesn't have to be physical, my God.
No, it doesn't have to be at all.
Send out the vibe or think it or will it.
Right,
if you think,
exactly.
If you say to yourself 20 times, okay, I don't know, banana, 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 you know, like,
yeah.
Then... a banana is going to show up in your fucking life.
Right,
somewhere,
exactly.
And you'll be like, I just thought of that fucking banana, man. And there it is.
It's true.
And
so in that sense, you know, what people ultimately have to realize is that the elites in their mindless greed mind state that they're in constantly, that they're isolating themselves, you know, they're insulating and isolating themselves from the rest of the world to hold on to this most important thing in their eyes, which is, you know, their money, their power, their, you know, all of it. But ultimately, in that isolation, they're allowing the rest of the world to basically just surround them, you know, you know, like
I
in the old West, you know,
to?
They're like
Gollum.
Yeah,
Gollum,
even
like
Gollum from Lord of the Rings, or in the Old West, you know, when they'd, you know, the wagons, you know, they'd just make a circle and circle the wagons and try to defend
right.
themselves from the Indians, but they'd get wiped out because the Indians would just attack them from every side and, you know.
Oh, sorry.
And
I
it doesn't even have
that.
To be a physical attack. It could come, you know, intellectually, intelligence-wise.
Yeah,
we could just basically outsmart them at their own game. That would be the ultimate win, would to be just to outfox them in with their own game with brain power.
And there's a lot of smart guys out there and girls,
right?
That could come together. They could network. You know, this networking
right.
thing like integral.
And hopefully, that's what our page will help set a precedent to. You know,
but you know
to
what we
help
need to do?
Band people together. Because that's
yeah.
my ultimate, you know, was my ultimate thought of it, is to increase the intellectual power of people by, you know, banding people together.
By weeding out the crap and putting in the choice stuff, and it comes
right.
the gamut,
and the choice,
you know,
people
like, oh.
that are associated with the choice stuff, that's most important, too.
Right. And you,
is, in other words, associating all these people together that are, you know, brilliant investigators, you know, that are willing to dig deep, you know, to find the truth. If you get a bunch of these people together in one place, forget it. They're unstoppable. You know, nobody can touch them.
That's right. Well, here's the deal. They can pull the plug on us. So we need to...
Right. Hurry up.
I've heard various stories that, you know, the Internet is redundant and that multiple servers have the same IP tables and so on, and that if they pull the plug on X, Y, and Z, and so, like, you know, Wyoming, Idaho, and whatever, Ohio, all go down, you know, like, or they can pull whatever they want, but they can't pull it all down. That's the point. And,
right.
Because there's so many things in the way of, like,
well, that's the thing, too. It's because it's global. You know, they can't, in other words, impose their will onto every single country in the world.
The only thing they can do is use weaponry against us. And when that happens, we will go apeshit. And, they will not survive. And, you know,
absolutely
it's
not.
It's a simple deal.
Right.
You know,
it's a simple equation. But the thing is, it takes courage, and it has to be brought to a head. In other words, they have to be forced to show their hand. Because if you examine them, you know, it's like a card game, and they're just hiding. You know, they're constantly in hiding, the elites. They're very secretive, you know, and, you know, they do deceptive things without informing the public. You know, there's supposed to be transparency and government and this and that. But meanwhile, they're signing secret deals, you know, with other countries behind the public's back. So that just shows their makeup, which is, you know, they're secretive, slithering fucking snakes.
Yeah.
That ultimately never survive. You know, you can't. I mean, they have survived for a long time doing this, but it's coming to a point where everybody is getting hip to their game.
It's like Shere Khan and the mongoose, Ricky Tikki Tavi, or I can't remember what his name is.
It's like you know, you could play your evil game for a long time, but you know, you constantly. As people wake up to it, they're going to have to work harder and harder, and they're going to make more and more mistakes. And it's in other words, eventually it's going to become more and more blatantly obvious that it will cause like a domino effect of a mass awakening because they will have to struggle so much harder to still perpetrate their evil deeds. That's what I believe. Ultimately, in other words, we're both coming up on an apex, you know, where it's going to be the final showdown, where everybody's just going to stand and face these elites one day and just say, you know, you're all full of shit. You're all a bunch of lying scumbags. And they'll have nowhere to hide, you know?
And I think that... They've harmed us already so much.
Absolutely.
And as a human civilization, they deserve
punishment. They're stunting human evolution for their greed.
Yeah.
That's the price we're paying for their opulence and their palaces is our stunting of our own evolution. We're being kept as prisoners to facilitate
their commodities.
Exactly.
Like
we're farm animals to them.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're the farmers. There is no difference. This is the actual bottom line reality. They're the farmers and we're the animals. We're the livestock. And we're being stunted from, you know, the true freedom that we could have of, you know, in other words, evolving into a more peaceful species and healing the planet. And, you know, in other words... if that was the case, if we were allowed to really expand and evolve, you know, think of how far technology alone would expand so rapidly if it wasn't locked down and patented and, you know.
Yeah.
In other words, if it was free to share, you know what I mean?
Yeah, dude.
Think of how fast and how, you know, how much it would compound, you know, technology would explode and would free us all. And it would actually make everybody, you know, rich and see, this is the stupid thing of the elites. They want it all for themselves, but if they just let it go, everyone on the planet would have know peace and happiness.
They're like a foolish child.
Exactly.
Selfish little
totally,
brat.
Exactly. They're like little children in the schoolyard.
Yeah, that's the way I see the nation. You can identify a characteristic of like an individual. Like, there's Tommy and there's Johnny, and they're like, and
right,
how they play
and they're like the bullies in the schoolyard that get, you know, everybody else's lunch money.
Yeah, exactly. There's Johnny again. I did it again.
Yeah.
But I wanted to say that at the end of the first show we did, and by the way, this show has 392 views. You were saying at the very end of it, what were you saying? Do you remember?
No, I don't. And refresh me.
I just lost it, but hold on.
Okay.
You're talking about if they invested all their efforts into trying to make this
The elites. Okay, I remember what I was saying.
Yeah.
That, in other words, hold on, let me get my train of thought. They basically, and about the fact of, in other words, they could create any, in other words, they have all the power in the world, you know, to create any kind of world they see fit.
Yeah, they garnered that power by being deceptive and evil, but they could change their ways.
Absolutely.
And
to free humanity.
They could free all of humanity out of abject slavery that they imposed on us. They could feed the world, for fuck's sakes. They could make there be an abundance of food. And wealth is relative. Wealth is like... Mm-hmm. Money is not wealth. Wealth is happiness and comfort and security.
That's what you have to realize, too. Wealth is a construct. They created wealth. They created money.
You know,
it's a contrivance.
Like,
it's not real. Unless it's gold or silver, something that's really worth, you know, value.
And having pineapple and coconut.
Anything can be money. You know, you can make seeds money. You can make, you know, produce money.
Yeah.
You could make labor, you know, just work money, you know, labor money.
Yeah, you just mark it down. You work so many hours doing X, Y,
right,
Z
exactly.
job, you get this many credits and, you know.
Right,
you're late
and you get this
much,
you can buy this much food and this much, you know, anything you want.
That was always like the big scare about communism, that everyone would be lazy and they wouldn't... They let the other people work hard and not them. But there's ways around it. Like, you just came up with a really good idea.
Well, the whole thing is the incentive. In other words, if you gave people incentive,
Yeah, I got it.
Like if they got extra, if they did things that actually helped the earth, you know, like I'm just saying off the top of my head, like planting trees, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like instead of one credit for regular work, if you planted trees, you'd get 2-4 credits. You know what I mean? That would give people incentive. Just the same way, you know, they get incentive, you know, to screw people over now to make a lot of money. You know what I mean? All you'd have to really do is reverse the whole system and make good things, you know, the things that people are, you know, motivated to do. You know, like to go on a ship for 6 months out of the year, you know, and go around the oceans cleaning all the garbage up, all the plastic out of the oceans and stuff, you know.
This may seem, you know, I'm going to bring up Mother Teresa, okay? This woman did everything she could for so many people.
Right.
I use her as an example because she's nurturing and motherly and who cares about the religion part?
Yeah, yeah.
She did good, righteous things, and